This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
VIP Play Tennessee, it's where you should be betting. Got a playoff game tonight, a closeout. Knicks on the road at, the Pacers on the road in the Garden. 4-point underdogs are the Pacers. You'll have to stay tuned to hear where Brad's going. He's won 40 in a row. He is on an absolute roll. I think I know where he's going, but it would be traitor. It would be a Benedict Arnold move where he's going. I'd put the show on it. VIP Play Tennessee. Bet $5, get $100 if you're a new customer. In bonus bets. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Brad Arnold. Benedict Brad Arnold wants to bet the Pacers so bad he can't even finish the show. He can't even get through the show. Three words. Too many points. Too many points. Too many points.
Yes, sirs.
Let's see if I'm correct. We'll do Fade Brad a little later. I'm sorry. This song brings out my autism. You'll have to forgive me. But every day around this time we do the rundown, let's go. On the same day that an international court, a federal court of international trade, I should say, struck down the president's tariffs as unconstitutional, a Canadian MVP stamped his ticket to the NBA Finals. Now, you may think those two things are unrelated, and they may well be, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is Canadian, and we did have tariffs on Canada. So it was a good day for Canada yesterday, is the point. Yeah, no question about it.
Indeed.
A good day for Oklahoma City Thunder fans yesterday. They've been having lots of those lately. They were one seed last year, so it's not like this is just some Johnny-come-lately situation. They were the best team in basketball in the regular season. They have been, Denver took them to seven. I mean, you almost look back at Denver like, damn. You almost come away with like a little bit more respect for what they did after seeing, you know, Minnesota go out in five, especially in the fashion that they did. I think when we were talking about this series, Jason, we called it out. Like, I don't think either of us believed that the Timberwolves had much of a chance because of the way they turned the ball over, and also because, like, they benefited, right? They benefited from the matchups. They got lucky against the Warriors when Steph got hurt. So it wasn't like, you know, oh, man, in come the Timberwolves, they're a juggernaut. Watch out, Oklahoma City. I think it was just, and look, this is part of it, right? The Grizzlies had a lot of fortune when they got to the Western Conference Finals. You got to have that. The Pacers have had a lot of fortune in their run up to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, two straight years. That's just part of the price, man. Like, you're going to have to get lucky at some point with attrition, you know, and the Thunder have been pretty much completely healthy throughout these playoffs, and they have been damn good. They've been damn good in these moments, you know, where you wonder, like, all right, this young team, would you say it's the second youngest ever to make the finals?
Mm-hmm. Youngest was 76-77 Trailblazers, Bill Walton.
I mean, what a different world that was.
And was Lionel Hollins on? Lionel Hollins might have been on that squad, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. So that's, you know, that's, I hate to do this to people, but that's 50 years ago, you know, 76-77. Can you imagine that being the case?
That's using 25.6 as their average age, and that's ESPN's weighted by playing time. So there's different ways to do that, of course. I like that one. Yeah. It's the guys that are playing, and the average age is 26. I think their oldest guy is Caruso at 31 or whatever
they
he is, 31.
Unk.
Yeah, Unk.
Yeah.
It's sick. First team since 2002, the Nets, to reach the NBA Finals without having a player with 10 or more seasons of experience.
Right.
It's absurd.
It is absurd. And you wonder, like,
they're this good at this age.
At what point does that rear its head? Really hasn't yet. Grizzlies, they, you know, Josh says he was figuring them out. We'll never know. The world will never know. Looked like it for a half, maybe. And then, of course, the second half started, and then he was out. And then, I don't know, game four was competitive. Grizz could have won. Doesn't matter now as they are on to the NBA Finals. We were talking about this with Drew. It was one of our items in the over-under that we didn't get to, which is how many are they going to get? How many are these Thunder going to get, you know, in terms of championships in the next several years? And we were like, what's the number? And the number definitely feels like 2.5. Doesn't feel like 0.5. Doesn't feel like 1.5. Feels like 2.5, which is kind of nuts. I mean, that would be a dynasty. That would be a Warriors-esque dynasty, like of the late 10s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look out, right? Like, who are you necessarily worried about if you're Oklahoma City? I ain't worried about anybody from the East. I mean, I'm just not. I mean, Tatum's not going to be a thing for
not immediately.
Yeah, I mean, and
Boston.
We don't know when he does come back, what he will look like.
I imagine he's going to be fine with his age. If KD can come back from it at his age.
I think you would take your chances with Boston is all I'm saying, right? Like, you would feel like...
Absolutely. Next year you would.
You'd be favored against Boston. You'd be favored against Cleveland. You'd be favored against New York. You'd be favored against Indiana. You'd be favored against anybody that could conceivably come out of the East. And then in the West, I mean, you've run through the West. Like, what, you know, you've done it. You beat Denver. You knocked off Jokic. You knocked off Anthony Edwards. You knocked off Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. Like, you know, who am I losing sleep over in the West?
Well, no one, maybe, if Giannis is not coming over, and why would he to competitive a conference? Many are making the case that if he moves, he should stay East.
Yeah. If he goes to the West, that could possibly change.
The path to the finals will be much more difficult depending upon who he's joining in the West, but still more difficult because of the teams.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if Giannis somehow joined Houston, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that would be okay. Now we got to.
Now you got a threat because they're not guarding Giannis, even though they can throw some bodies at him. They're not guarding him.
Exactly. So that would be the only team, right? And that's like with the move that hasn't been made yet.
No, your point is made. I mean, they're so far ahead of everybody else. It's four wins in this postseason by 30 or more points. That's never been done in NBA history.
That's never been done.
No, four.
Four to
by 30 or more.
How many do you have
in the
breakdowns?
Postseason? No.
One was obviously against the Grizz.
The breakdowns of the third?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one here, right,
this
last
one,
night.
This one, that's two.
And then
beat Denver by 30, didn't they, in the last
and
game?
It might have been two. Two in as close as that series
that's
was,
right.
I think they beat Denver
game
by 30
two
twice.
Game two and game seven, I think. Yeah.
There's your four. It's never been done.
That's crazy.
And as we said, it's their fifth finals appearance. And in the franchise's history, two of those obviously came in Seattle. Three of those came in Seattle. This will be the second in OKC going back to 2012, KD, Harden, Westbrook. And that's the thing about this. Like, to your point on how many they'll win, I loved and I hate what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander said about, you know, after winning the Western Conference MVP, you know, we got more work to do.
Yep.
This is a team that, yes, they're super young, but they went through something last year, which was getting run off by Dallas.
Yep.
Right? So they did go through something. Now, no, they didn't have Hardenstein. No, they didn't have Caruso. That's where they figured out they need him to make this run. To get this far ahead of the rest of the NBA. But back to SGA, I think it's the same thing in terms of the outlook on the next few years for them. It's business. We intend to get more than one. This is not a team that's going to overly celebrate win one, go out and lose their minds in the offseason, start, you know, hey, I don't even need to train anymore. They're a machine. They follow him. That is their culture. And he's going to want more. This is Golden State at the beginning. You know, this is dynasty. that this Presti's not going to blow it this time.
Yep.
In terms of they got close 2012, you lose. That ends up getting broken up. They had to reset the thing. He has no intention of not winning multiple titles, and he's got the right man in SGA leading that culture because it's always business of next. This finals, forget winning a Western Conference finals.
Yep.
We got to win the whole thing as far out as we are ahead of the league during this regular season and in these playoffs. But it's going to be that approach in terms of multiple titles.
Yep.
This is – it should be. It should be what Golden State had for years. When you say, this is unfair, the way they're built, they drafted these guys, they brought them in, and now they can pay them and everything else. They kept them together. They won multiple times. That's what this should be. So I would go. They're going to get at least three, I would think.
Yeah.
But I would go over if the number's 2.5.
Yeah. Now,
again, this stuff, you know, Anthony Edwards thinks he's going to be to a bunch more. You heard him last night. He said, I'm 23. This doesn't hurt. I'm going to get a bunch more shots. That's what happens when you're young and you make two Western Conference finals. You start to think this stuff's a birthright.
That's true.
But it ain't going to be.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be in a West.
No, it's not.
That has this OKC team and they don't have serious injury issues. Like, no, you're not. You know, maybe you get to that point again, but not to a final. So this thing is built to last.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Again,
and they got all the draft picks. They don't even need to add to their team right now. They're all signed up, like Drew said. But they got all the draft picks in the world, too. Dude, they are a runaway train.
Yeah, I mean, again, remember, go back to 2022. You're talking about, like, birthrights and how you felt. Like, we all would have felt like in 2022 when the Grizzlies beat the Timberwolves in that first round and lost in six to the Warriors. We all would have felt.
We did.
Like, they were a Western Conference Finals was destiny.
We thought so.
It was going to happen. And it wasn't. I mean, it all went to hell. You know, very quickly. And it's going to be tough to get back.
I mean, if SGA had that kind of, you know, on, off the court, is he, you know, if he wasn't durable, if he's made bad decisions, that could wreck it. It's not going to happen with him. Doesn't feel like.
Yeah. No, it's.
Because it's Ja, and a lot of that, you know, his unavailability.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that's gotten
it's
you
not
off
basketball
track since
necessarily.
Then.
Yeah, it's the other stuff. But I mean, again,
but
that's
a lot
part
of it. A lot of it has been basketball and him trying to, you know, put in a full healthy season and play through a playoffs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hadn't been done.
Yeah, exactly right. So, anyway, Oklahoma City is through. We got Pacers and Knicks tonight. You know, I do think that Pacers, they intrigue me as a matchup for OKC. I think there's a lot of things that they can do that they'll have success doing. The problem is like when I think about, all right, what are they going to do with Shea? Who are they going to put on Shea? There's just a block. Like, yeah, you'll put Neesmith on him, but like, I mean, Shea is going to just go over him, right? Like that's what he's going to do. He's going to just use his length to go over him with that elbow jumper, and you know, Neesmith probably going to stay in foul trouble. You know, I mean, I think Neesmith is uniquely built to guard a guard like Brunson. Love that. Shea is such a different matchup though. With the way he plays, like you call, I think you said he's like a slinky, you know. Whereas, you know, Brunson's like a battering ram, you know. And I think Neesmith is cool with that because he's got the body for it. But like when you have a guy like Shea Gilgeous Alexander who can go around you and over you, like I think that's the part where I just kind of struggle. I think the Pacers can match up pretty much everywhere else, and I think having a guy like Pascal Siakam who's won a title, a coach who's won a title, like. It's a big advantage. It really is. But, I mean, this guy is just playing such amazing basketball. Look at the Thunder box scores, man. Every single game, damn near, it's like SGA, high score, high score, high score, high score, high score, high score. I mean, nobody's stopping this dude. And if you can't stop him, you probably can't win. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, so.
There was a moment, I think, with Van Pelt. Last night, I think it was Van Pelt that was interviewing SGA, and Jalen Williams is playing behind him with the Western Conference Finals trophy, you know, kind of dancing with it or whatever. And so when Scott's like, hey, you don't know what I'm watching behind you, SGA, you know, the boy's kind of clowning behind you, SGA turns around, and Jalen stops, right? And it's a little jokey joke or whatever, and SGA knew he was playing behind him or whatever, but he turns around. But it's that right there. In terms of his leadership, he's not going to let these young guys. And in Jalen Williams' case, I mean, he had a fantastic series. You talk about bouncing back from that Denver series. He looked every bit of all-star this series. Bro, it's the look. It's when he's on the ground telling his teammates, come get me with his hands, like we were joking about the motion a few weeks back.
Yep.
Like the respect and reverence they have for their leader, he's not going to let them get giddy about being in the finals.
No, you're right.
You know, he's just, did you hear him when he was mic'd up talking when they were losing that game to Minnesota about, here's first thing we did wrong. Second, he is all business. And again, that's the culture you want. And you it's at its best when the players are leading it, when you've got a guy like him, as opposed to needing a coach to set it. And that's where I just need Ja to be studying this guy, because there's a lot, you know, we pick on him, we hate on him, oh, he's cornball and everything. There is a lot to pull off of this guy in terms of wanting to emulate.
Yep.
And he's a student. He's a student of the game. He wants to be great, and he's going to make sure this OKC franchise doesn't blow it this time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it feels like that for sure, and it's why they're minus whatever they are. I mean, just outrageous favorite.
It was minus 600 or something.
I think the games will be better than that price suggests. But in the end, it's like, do I think that the Pacers can win four times? Like, man, that's going to be tough. I think they can win two, maybe three. Maybe,
yeah, I think they can get
three.
Two. I think we're mostly going to get six, but I'd love to see seven.
But four feels like a lot. Four feels like a lot. Nobody's done it. Obviously, nobody's done it. OKC punches this ticket yesterday on to the NBA Finals.
You mentioned Charlie Baker and talking about expanding the NCAA tournament. He was also asked about SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey's recent comments that some of his schools, his SEC schools, were asking the question, because Sankey's quote was, "I have people in my room asking, why are we still in the NCAA?" And so Charlie Baker, obviously, is the president of the NCAA, was asked about it. And he said, "I tend to believe what I hear from people when I speak to them directly." He said today during the Big 12 spring meetings, and not long after, he moved the conversation over to the NCAA tournament and whether or not they will be expanding. Now, here's the thing. He can sit and say, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, when we're having those talks, or it's a little bit further down the road, maybe this is something I really need to address, because that was sort of the tone. He wasn't disrespecting anything that Sankey had said, but he wasn't giving it much credence right now, which is understandable, at least publicly to do. Privately, I think he knows. The only thing they've got control of right now is that NCAA tournament.
That's it.
And there is no gaining more control in college football at this point.
I guess if you want to say College World Series, if you're into that, I mean, it's like that's something else.
Sure. Yeah. The other sort, College World Series, big four.
Right.
But back to your, because you touched on their moneymaker for now in the foreseeable future is that NCAA tournament, tournament.
It. That's the only thing.
That's it. They're Sankey. Big Ten, those folks are not letting the NCAA coming in. Not at this point. It's the toothpaste too far out the tube. Come back, get more control of college football, something that they don't have. The commissioners and really the presidents of the schools are running things right now. And so, you know, Sankey let that out for a reason. You know, it's often been thought and discussed in sports talk radio and behind the scenes at the closed door, but it had never been said publicly. And Sankey finally said it. Because why? Because he knows. He has the leverage. There is nothing the NCAA can really do in terms of controlling them and this idea that them and the Big Ten will break off. You can't. And so what you do is you double down on what you can control, right? You double down for the people that you got to answer to on where your money does come from, which is that NCAA tournament, the basketball tournament. And you talk about, okay, how much more money can we get? Because this is right. This is all we got. Let's be real in terms of the big money. You do. John's right. College World Series. You've got you got other championships. You've got plenty of them. But this one's your what, billions?
It's billions.
This is your moneymaker here. You look for a way, right? If the NCAA is going to have a future, well, this thing's got to be the thing funding it. And so, of course, you expand, because there will never be any serious control, and especially not now with where we are.
Yeah.
And as close as we are potentially to a breakoff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're definitely going to be beholden, man. trying to you know, keep this thing together, and appeasement really is what it is. It's appeasement of, and again, we have this conversation every time it comes up. It is not going to be expanded for little brother. It ain't going to be expanded for UC Irvine. It ain't going to be expanded for George Mason. It's going to be expanded for Nebraska and USC and all those teams that just underachieved throughout the year, but that might be like 75th and right there, right? Like, right. It ain't going to be what an ideal world, you know, in an ideal world it would be. And also, like, I just don't like the idea, Jason, of further marginalizing an already difficult regular season, right, for the sport. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, how many times? I mean, we all watch college basketball because we live in a college basketball city, but around the country, like, ain't nobody watching college basketball until you get into, like, February. You know, I mean, you might tune in for, like, a one-off, you know, big Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, whatever, in November, but it's by and large just going on in the background. And so now, okay, you're expanding the tournament by basically, you know, four teams would not really change it that much, right? It just wouldn't. But if you go to start, you go to 76, you're adding 10 teams. It just diminishes the regular season that much more. It's like you don't even have to do much to make the damn tournament at this point. We're getting to a point where it's almost a third of the sport is in. So I think the part of the tournament that makes it fun is the exclusivity of it. It's like you actually have to do something to be in the field. You have to win games. You have to, you know, and now it's like basically if you're in a power league, Jason, you can basically go 18-15 and you're in. I mean, you know, there might be one team that gets left off or something, but like you could lose 15 games in the power leagues and still get in this tournament without a doubt, like as an at-large, not even as a play-in, but as an at-large. And that just doesn't necessarily sit right with me. But we all know what it's about, man. We all know what it's about. We'll keep watching. And, you know, the world will keep spinning, but it just doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel like an enhancement, you know? Like, I think the college football playoff expansion is actually, like, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd like to get, you know, a few more teams in there because there are, like, 15 teams a year, I feel like, that, you know, could go on a run. But there are definitely not 76 teams in college basketball that can win it. Like maybe 20, you know what I mean?
Let Baker tell it it's the Indiana State's 23-24 that went 26-5 that he's trying to get in those teams that were top 68, but then didn't get the at-large bid because they didn't win their conference tournament. Let him tell it that's who he's trying to add in.
That's good PR. And look, they'd be in. That team specifically would be in.
As you said, it's all about the money, man.
But that.
And more games, more money, more advertising.
Yes.
More media rights.
That's right.
Money.
More money. And just, again, more opportunity to give the you know, Power Fives the chance to cut the line. That's all it is, man. I mean, I will say in all these discussions about the playoff, every iteration still does have that, you know, That group of five, whatever they call it,
mm-hmm.
you know, group of six now, they still have it. They still are leaving it. They're not trying to take that away yet. I guess they know that if we take that away, you know, we'll be subject to, you know, antitrust and all that.
Court.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm kind of surprised that that has not come under scrutiny yet. Like somebody in the SEC or the Big Ten is not like, are we really going to leave a spot for these clowns?
I think they're thinking even bigger where it's going to be, are we really thinking about leaving a spot for these clowns in the ACC and the Big 12?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
you know, they ain't looking at them much different than they do look at us as not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for the time being, it's nice. I still think, John, you have to shift and try to be ready for in case a life raft comes out from an ACC or whoever. Once realignment hits, you know, 2030.
The group of five will keep one automatic spot through 2031. That is the only guarantee right now that you have. After 2031, which will be here before you know it, who knows?
I'm trying to be in a different conference by then.
Our
chances are done by then. They're not keeping you in it that long.
You think it's done in 2031?
Yeah, like the idea they're going to keep you around that long if we haven't had the complete break off. You know, by that time, which is, you know, it was Benson on Tuesday. It feels like that might be more imminent, you know, than anything else.
Well, to me, then you have to wonder about the timeliness of Memphis's investment of football. Because if you only have a guaranteed 5 more years of this thing, and then you don't know.
It's twofold. You're trying to hit both. You're trying to capitalize on Group of Five spot while it's there, mm-hmm. and get to a place with your brand, your football brand, mm-hmm. to where it's a new face, mm-hmm. of your athletic department.
Right.
Again, I've had folks hear me say this and push back, John. Some of those folks that are donors that are saying it ain't never going to work. You know, people been talking football as the face for a long time. It doesn't work around here. And those folks are the ones paying the bills. And so I can understand how to some this idea of, well, basketball's never gotten you in. Jason's saying we got, you know, Simmons Bank and it's under our control now, but, you know, that doesn't guarantee you anything. They always leave you out. You know, it's not about football as much as market size and everything else. They're not going to include us. And I understand that, but it might be your last shot. It might be your last shot. And so you understand what I'm saying when twofold in terms of that shift. You're trying to capitalize on Group of Five spot in these 5-6 years before realignment. And hopefully you're ready at that point to take off the Group of Five stuff and say, you know, ACC, whatever's left, come take us.
This is a bet. This is a big bet.
But you're playing for two things.
Yeah.
You're not just playing for one. You're not playing for one thing.
Yeah.
Group of Five spot forever. No. This could be your last chance.
Yeah.
Especially if there's this huge breakoff. This is your last chance. What if there's a breakoff and it's just Big Ten, SEC? Well, you want to be in a new look ACC because you're going to have a bunch
still
of them
better,
try to
yeah.
jump off and yeah. go with Big Ten, SEC. But what's left is still better than this mess right here. And so,
that's definitely true. But it's like, you know, what will their brand deals look like? What will their media deals look like, you know?
Again, if they've broken off, we talked about that with Fitz. Nobody's going to watch it in the end probably, right, John? Because everybody's going to go watch the big boy stuff, the stuff that looks like the NFL.
Yeah, I mean,
the Big Ten and SEC League.
Yeah, I mean,
AFC, NFC.
That's basically, I would assume, what the ratings reflect now, right? The SEC and Big Ten probably dwarf everything else. But it does feel like they want to form their own thing.
But it feels like there would have to be still enough left, John, right? There's still, you know, outside of what are those, 220-team leagues? What is it, 230? You know, there would still be enough.
Yes, there's enough fan bases,
have
enough
something.
Tradition.
Yeah, enough tradition. You'd have something that would be better than the situation.
But I don't know.
That
I don't
you
know
stand to be in.
Where the SEC would decide or the Big Ten would decide, all right, this is where we're cutting it off, right? Like, they may say, like, all right, we're going to take Clemson, we're going to take Florida State, mm-hmm. we're going to take, you know, whatever, the Miami, like the best of the rest, you know, and then we'll leave you all with the scraps. You know, North Carolina is going to probably be in there, but I don't know, where do they cut that off?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they cut that off?
Because, Louisville.
You know, that's where you
schools
still,
like them.
That's... You know, the idea is to make the most money, and if you have like, all right, if I can get X amount of more money, if SEC and Big Ten merge, I might just say I'm cool with this. You know, and not have to split it anymore. Because
mm-hmm. Georgia Tech out.
Clemson's probably not going to improve that much, right? They're probably not going to improve the value of a TV deal. Florida State maybe could, you know, they maybe could improve it. But their football hasn't really been great, you know, in a while either. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. It's very...
I would think you'd want Florida, though. The state.
Yes.
Right? Them.
But you got Florida, though. I mean, you could say that. You, as part of this, you know, because SEC you already have. I mean, you could say we'll get all, you know, we'll lock it all down, but I don't know. That would be the interesting piece, you know, is just how much will they leave for the rest of us,
mm-hmm.
even to join, even to potentially join.
Again, you still got a whole Big 12 and a whole, you
right.
know,
yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lot of Big 12 out there.
That's trying to figure out, okay, what do
Very
we
true.
Do? Do we then combo up with the ACC and try to make ours
a
secondary?
They're not taking Arizona.
Oh, bro.
They're not taking Arizona.
There's going to be so many leftovers that don't go into this power super league.
You're right.
That surely it's still enough. There's, as you say, enough tradition at those schools, enough pride still left. That it's something. Again, it's not. Won't be the majors. Won't be the NFL, like the Big Ten and SEC. I love Fitz kind of making that comparison.
I think the Big 12 would definitely add Memphis if that happened, right?
Whether it's Big 12 or ACC.
Yeah, like if the SEC and the Big 10 someday decided to like split off and do their own thing, I think the Big 12. But of course, like it would feel different, but it would still be better than what you're in.
But with the TV deals coming up in 2030, all the big ones, why wouldn't the SEC? So what's to keep them from doing that? Around that, rather than,
totally true, yeah.
Hey, we're looking at a new Power Four, saying, no, here's our line. This is where,
that's right.
So long, NCAA.
Yes.
And he's telling you right now that his presidents are and ADs are basically asking him, when you know, what are we doing here?
Yes. No, it definitely feels like that's going to happen. So,
I don't know why they would wait around and look for, you know, hey, a newly constructed Power Four, the SEC, the Big Ten, when they've got all the power. They could be looking at that point. That's where the breakoff happens.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And the rest of us are left scrambling, but hopefully Memphis is good enough at that point, like I said, to go join the rest.
Yeah, because you got to feel like, you know, it's not going to just go over very well with the Big 12 and the ACC, that the Big 10 and the SEC have such a stick to wield here, and they're trying to assert, right? Even though they have it, it's like, yo, are we a united front here? Like, do we not all want the best for this? But and obviously, the Big Ten, the SEC, like, we want the best for us.
Yes, those commissioners answer to their presidents.
We don't care about
you. They don't answer to a boss.
Yes.
A czar of college football.
Yes.
For the best thing for college football.
Yes. Hey,
that's not Sankey's, that's not what he's seeking to do.
Yes. The Big Ten it basically wants it to be the 4-4-2-2-1 format, which is 4 for the SEC, 4 for the Big Ten, 2 for the ACC, 2 for the Big 12. One group of six, and then three at-larges. And one Big 12 athletic director said, according to Yahoo, that if the SEC and the Big Ten can get away with that, we're going to war.
Mm-hmm.
And what that war could mean is
the
secession of the SEC and the Big 12, or the Big 10, excuse me.
Well, so, because they're so, we have to fight from y'all. We don't need to fight y'all.
Right.
We got all this land over here. We own all this. And everybody's going to want to come see it. And that's why they will be paid a fortune.
And it would just be
rights deal.
The SEC football on ESPN or whatever league they decide to call it.
Like you said, you don't want those numbers too big, because again, that you're stretching out, you know, what's your piece of the pie.
Right.
So it's 2020.
That's been the whole issue with Memphis the whole time, is that it's not so much that we don't want Memphis's athletic program in our league, it's that we don't want to
share
the money. Right.
We get less from Memphis.
Yes. Exactly. That's the, like, we don't want to
share.
And
that's why, I mean, SMU's in there not taking anything. No share. They get no share for those first few years.
Yes.
I don't know how long. Was it 5? Is it 10? But they're not taking. And that's part of the reason why they let them in, because they don't have to share with SMU. SMU bought their way in, and you don't have to pay them any of the media rights deals to start out.
Yes.
They don't like sharing.
So in Destin this week, SEC administrators are expected to examine the governance proposal and the possibility of separating football out from the NCAA.
Which will give, apparently that governance proposal will give 65% of NCAA decision-making power to SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC. But again, why would SEC agree to that, Big Ten agree to that, when they feel they've got more power?
That's right.
More leverage at the table than the Big 12 and the ACC.
I mean, and
they don't.
I don't blame them.
And Sankey's out here swinging his,
I don't blame
them. I mean, they have that right. They have that power. He's swinging his stick.
I mean, that's who the championships go through now. It's the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah. And that's why the SEC needs Big Ten as much as anything else, too. They can't just go walking off by themselves. Big Ten's the one winning the football titles right now.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Two in a row.
Yeah.
Two in a row. We got to get the dominance back in the South.
Dude, it could be the NFC and AFC for real.
It really could.
We would be tuned in.
Of course we would. It's where the best players would go. I mean, it's where the best coaches would be. Of course, we'd be there. But I'd still watch other college football as well. I wouldn't, like, just say, I wouldn't swear it all off.
On what? Tubi? Who paying for it?
Nah, we're
going to get Fox Sports?
Nah, it'll just be like.
Got to have content on Fox.
Got to have content on Fox. Got to have content on Peacock. Got to have content on all these places. You may just get put on a streaming service.
Netflix D2 Championship.
Now, I do need to tell you something. There's competition for your Superbox.
I've been waiting for a long time. You guys,
it's not just a super. It's not you know, a lot of people think it's just the Superbox out here. There's another device that I was made aware of over the long weekend.
Yeah, I made you aware of Superbox about 10 years ago. You still haven't. Still haven't caught up.
But
this one you're going to be up on.
It's like TV IP or something like that. And basically, the way it works is you buy the device for $175, much like a Superbox. But you would also, I don't know if you have to do this, you subscribe to an annual.
I don't subscribe to anything.
Wow. So that is an advantage. That is an advantage that
you're trying to school you on this. Ask yourself if your new thing does this. I've already seen the Final Destination.
It does have movies on there.
At home.
Yes. Sinners is on there. Yeah.
Sinners is already on there.
Yeah.
Yours does do that, but you're paying paying a monthly fee.
I saw it live in effect.
We don't do that over in Superbox China.
That's amazing.
You understand?
Yeah.
I can watch Sinners at home already, BC.
And do you have the same Superbox as the original?
He is so tired of my Superbox speech. I can see it in his eyes. I've been trying to help y'all.
Don't be tired of the speech, Brad. The Superbox.
Brad, I want you to get one in your bedroom.
The best
I
success,
love it.
The best success the
Did
show
you get
ever
one?
Had.
I don't have it.
No, because you guys thought Superbox. It was piracy.
Well, I think it is
piracy.
I think it is. But
sold at Walmart. But piracy with big pirate face
folks,
on it.
My folks have it, but they only have one television.
Go on Amazon. Oh, my uncle got out of the business because he said they're so dang available on Amazon now.
Yeah,
he
you can get them.
You don't even have to get them from Uncle Mike anymore in Fulton, Missouri. You can get these things there worldwide. Y'all refuse to jump on.
Yeah. So do you have the same Superbox as you, like, from your very first?
Dude, I've explained this to you so much. Yes, the original right now.
From, like, 2018.
The original that I bought, yes, is working upstairs. Bought the second one, which is, I think, a 3.
It's the updated
downstairs.
Version. And
but they're up to 4, 5, or 6 now. I've had other people, listeners, very smart listeners, actually say, Jason, I'm going to do it. I've been listening to you. We're not going to be Brad. I want to do it. Just tell me if it has this. I say, well, look, I'm not working for Superbox here, man.
Right.
This is what it's done. I've given you my testimony. Do it. And I've never had anyone come back and say, what you said was wrong. Been trying to get you guys on this. I disconnected. I cut the cord way
back. Xi Jinping would love this segment right now. I mean, it's like this is Chinese products working in America.
Again, now you don't see me tweeting very much real time during games anymore. Because on that box, I am behind you 2 minutes.
That's okay.
You better believe it's okay. The fact that I can already watch Sinners in the house on my recliner.
I mean, I'm behind on YouTube.
Are you kidding me?
I'm behind on YouTube.
Yeah, you're so far behind anymore. Barely do it.
Like if I check this like a live score while I'm watching like the game,
yeah.
I'll at least in a basketball game, I'll at least have missed 2 scores.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember I was watching it was the Knicks the Pacers game where the Pacers were up 20.
Yeah.
And they blew it, and it was like 50 to 35, right? And I checked the score on the phone. It was already 55-38. I'm like, damn, bro. How did I miss 8 points? Like, that's insane that I'm that far behind. Like, how do I fix this? This is crazy.
The only time it bothers me in NFL games sometimes, Bears 3-and-out. We're coming back to it. Bears have already punted it.
Right. Yeah.
And that part. Frustrating, well, but again, the NFL viewing experience.
It's the over the air.
We're like
we're
about 3 plays behind,
right.
But I don't care, man.
No.
The money I have saved off DirecTV, the Sunday ticket alone, just that the thing has paid for itself multiple times, over and over and over. So, God bless it. It's helped me.
Yeah,
and I continue to offer it as a help to you all, just in the sense it's never let me down.
Ni hao.
Well, we got new versions now, man.
And now you won't even buy those. Is the interface different?
Tariffs, nothing shut us down, and there's no monthly fee.
COVID didn't shut you down?
No.
Y'all brought that over from Wuhan.
Bro, I think we got faster through COVID.
That's amazing. That was like a side effect.
What's crazy is the one is still working. That's what the original. You talk about the way these products are made.
Chinese craftsmanship.
Built to last.
That's
it's still catching the beam, Brad.
Hey.
Get them Bears every Sunday.
Our government says we got to get the Superbox manufacturing to the United States, man. We got to get it all over here, you know?
Trump said he's winning because he's not paying.
But who's really winning is you with the multiple Superboxes. Anyhow.
I think so. Many of our listeners have
We're being censored.
Capitalized.
We're being censored. We're being censored. Yeah. We're told we have to go to break.
Too much piracy talk.
I want everybody to know what's being done around here. We're being censored when we start talking about the Chinese. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 China FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Tie Movement is changing, moving the city of Memphis. You want a stress-free experience? Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. They're going to do a couple of things. They're going to bless you by showing up on time. They're going to bless you by staying on budget that you guys agreed to. They are the best. Every time I've used them, I've been so impressed and so glad that I did. But you got to reach out and get on the schedule. Spring, it's summer. People are moving. It's booking up fast. Get on there now. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving, changing, moving in the city of Memphis. A couple of items here. A lot of people have said, Jason, that they would like to, and I'm just throwing this out there, they would like to drink Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. Okay? They've said that. Well, now you can. Because she is selling soap that includes her bathwater, drops of her bathwater.
Okay. First off, back up. Who is she?
Oh, Sydney Sweeney? She's like the It Girl. She's like, she was on Euphoria. She's in all these movies, you know, like she's the, you know, the young Americana blonde that everybody loves.
Okay.
And
she's selling for real bathwater.
Well, she's selling soap that
has
drop
her essence
of her bathwater. Yeah, that's why Brad wanted to get out so fast. He had to pre-order it. He can't do it while we're in the middle of a segment. But yeah, she was on like White Lotus and all that stuff. So that's where, you know, she's known for. But it's a real thing. So there's 5,000 bars of soap that she's selling, and they have little tiny droplets of her bathwater.
So a bunch of men are going to buy it.
Oh yeah, it's going to sell out like crazy.
Because women are going to want her bathwater.
Oh no, it's for men.
Thirsty men.
It says on there, I think.
Four men.
Yeah.
Could Taylor Swift sell that and it go and it sell?
Very interesting.
The pause is an indication to me that you're going to say
her fan base is women.
Okay.
You know. So I don't think
I'm just
used bathwater.
Don't be offended.
No, I'm just saying I don't think used bathwater would do as well for her as it would for, although she'd still sell it out, but like, it's, you know, nobody, I don't think anybody sits around saying, "Man, I just wish I could just drink Taylor Swift's bathwater," you know.
Right.
I think you know, you ask 100 men about Taylor Swift, you might get, you know, you'll get some results may vary, right?
Okay.
Whereas with Sydney Sweeney, I think it's going to be a pretty universal consensus there. I could be wrong on that. But I think, like, Taylor would just sell something like, you know.
Candles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, something that, you know, what do women buy, you know?
I don't candles.
Know. Candles.
Women buy candles.
And, you know, skincare products or something like that, you know. Something along
makeup.
Those. Yeah.
It was the big one.
Yeah. Hailey Baldwin just sold her.
Dude, I saw it.
Billion.
Yeah.
Billion. With a B.
Bieber. She's bringing that into the family.
Yeah. So that billion is going back to the Bieber family. But yes, I didn't want to pass that along in case you wanted to get on that pre-order.
I would definitely, if I was a girl dad, I would have my daughter trying to start her own makeup line and sell it for
really?
A billion. Yeah. And then Rihanna did the same thing, didn't she?
Yeah. Fenty.
So did one of the Kardashians. The youngest one.
Who is Kendall?
Yes. Yeah. Excuse me. I say Kardashians. Yeah. She's obviously a Jenner.
Yeah,
she was on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a Jenner, though. And I want to make sure I state that for the record.
Half sister, right? I think they're half sisters.
Yeah, because
they're stepsisters or. Because their mother.
Same mom. Yeah. Half sisters, I think.
Same.
Right?
Half.
It's the same mom. It's half
same mom,
sisters.
Same
Brad
mom.
Knows this.
My fault. She has two moms. Oh, that's where I get confused.
The same mom.
Yeah.
Kardashian?
That's the mom.
Bruce.
Caitlin.
You call her Caitlin.
That's who she is.
It was Bruce made the babies like Drew.
Yeah, it was Bruce, but it's
like
not
you.
Bruce anymore. She's a mother now.
A man made that baby.
He's with her. He's a
didn't
mother.
It? Yep.
See, this is doing radio in 2025. People don't get it. People don't get how hard it is. You know, they don't know how confusing it is. So anyway, I didn't want to pass it along. And then we also got, everybody's looking forward to this, the kickoff times for Memphis football next year.
Wow.
6 kickoff times were announced. I mean, that's where we are in the sports calendar, folks. The timings are being announced.
I was dying to know what time the Chattanooga kickoff was.
Well, I got good news for you. It will be 3:30. All right. You guys writing this down?
That's good. It's a good afternoon game.
Brad, Saturday, August the 30th at 3:30. Write this down. Make sure you don't make any plans because it is the opener against Chattanooga.
I'm ready for the mocks.
At Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. You've got the matchup at Georgia State on September the 6th. That's at 6 p.m. Week 3 at Troy. Why are the Tigers going to Georgia State
and
Troy?
Was that not a home and home with Troy? No? Am I just making that up or no?
Well, it's clearly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.